The Office of Homeland Security continues to warn with a yellow light about the country's safety. The warning system is designed to tell Americans not to relax their guard against future terrorist attacks as the FBI and CIA try to determine when the next attack may occur. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Time magazine is reporting a new series of attacks, but the FBI reportedly is denying that. And what's going on?
Well, according to the Time report, there has been a warning against large apartment buildings, busy shopping malls, supermarkets, restaurants, just about any place that you would go. These are supposedly coming from the Al-Qaeda member who is in custody, Abu Zubaydah. And the FBI, of course, has no way of knowing whether anything this man says is true or not. And so they suspect that he is toying with them and just making stuff up, but they can't be sure of it. And of course, the worst thing they can do is to get this kind of information and ignore it. And I think that's what you're seeing more and more a concern about, is that information is coming in and it's hard to evaluate. Today, there's a report in the Washington Post that of a lot of concern over suicide bombers using that tactic in this country, and that perhaps there are people training for that. You know, the FBI office in Arizona, it now turns out, did say to the Home Office, take a look at what's going on in flight schools. It looks like there might be something fishy going on there, and the FBI did not respond to that before September 11th, and now, of course, we know there was something very fishy going on there. So the only thing they can do that would be get them in trouble would be to not follow up. So that's pretty much what they're doing. They're trying to rationalize it and then tell the Office of Homeland Security what they think the situation is, and then that office issues the alerts.
How is the Office of Homeland Security regarded by Congress and law enforcement agencies?
Well, there's lots of frustration about it. A lot of people say, give Tom Ridge a real job, he being, of course, the head of it, and frustration that he hasn't testified officially in Congress, although he has gone up and met with members of Congress. The truth is, Tom Ridge is very well liked there. He's a former member. The theory of putting him in the White House was, of course, that he'd be right at the president's right hand. The problem is that he doesn't have his own bureaucracy. He doesn't have groups of people who can go in and say to the FBI and the CIA, you must cooperate with me. But he is getting plenty of money. In fact, the Congress has appropriated $2 billion more than the president asked for in Homeland Security.
Is there any sense among members of Congress that the budget deficit will be a political problem for them?
Well, they are spending more money on everything. Huge defense bill, the biggest in three decades, came out last week. I do think that, they say it's okay to have deficits with recession and war, and they've had both, but the Democrats think they can make an issue of it this election year. We'll see whether they're right.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.